What up, Talking Fight fans? Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Knuckle Up Knockout of the Week with yours truly, Mike Orr, and my man, Cedric Ben. It is the return of the show. We've had a little bit of a hiatus here. Cedric, thanks for joining me. I know you've been super, super busy with, you know, Team Canada, the way it is.
Yeah, man, it's good to be back. Knockout of the Week, we haven't done this in a while. So let's get right to it.
Yeah, buddy, let's get right into it. Guys, obviously, you know which one we're picking, man. The big one, the one that was talked about around the world. Our man, Anthony Joshua, coming through looking great in his performance against none other than, you know, the big man, Francis Ngannou, the guy who literally hits with the same force as being driven over by a Ford Fiesta at 60 kilometers an hour. But you know what? It didn't really help him in this match. Cedric, what are your thoughts on this knockout?
I thought it was a great knockout, the way that he set it up. To give details about the knockout first, I always explain that, different ways of landing the cross. The first time that he dropped him, it was just a straight up 1-2, and the accuracy of it too. Because I always tell my boxers too, you don't just want to aim anywhere on the head. You want to aim specifically for the chin. So that initial 1-2, that wasn't just on his head. It was right on his chin. That's why it didn't even look like it was that hard. But the accuracy of it, the perfect weight transfer is what dropped him.
Yes.
Yeah. It was three times total that he got dropped, right?
Yeah, three times. So he got dropped in the first round. That quick first shot dropped him right on his butt. He wasn't ready for that. We could all see that. The second one set up this one. I don't think he fully recovered from the first knockdown or from the second knockdown in the second round. And then he was stood back up and then took that last one that just totally crunched him right in the face, landed around, I believe it was this section here, like this is exactly where it hit. All around this area here is where he punched him. We got a couple of shots. We'll bring him up. We'll show him right now. Here we go. This is a good one.
Yeah. And this is the little bit of inexperience that you see from Ngannou. Cause ideally you want to try to keep your eyes open. Obviously it's hard, the split second that the punch is coming at you, if you're not ready for it, your automatic reaction is to flinch your eyes, clench your eyes. So you can see the little bit of inexperience here. Francis, he saw it coming, didn't have time to brace for it, and you can see by his facial expression, his facial expression was saying, oh boy.
Yeah, he's like, this one's gonna hurt. This is gonna hurt. And what happened? Next, we have the other side of it. As he's landing that shot, look at the full extension on the body there.
You can see by Anthony Joshua, because his head is lower.
Yeah,
you can't see his legs, but that's the weight transfer from his back leg to the front leg. All the weight is on his front leg right now. Like, he has every muscle in his body putting into that punch. Like, look at his arm on the other side. That arm's not even used for the punch, but that's how much force generating from his whole body.
Yeah.
And super again, Francis Ngannou, if you look at his body here, it's almost like he can see it coming, but not enough to block it.
And that again is the inexperience, in that boxing ring. He is an MMA champ, heavy hitter. This is devastating here. How he ends up.
Yes, when you when you fall to the ground in a way that you don't even have enough body awareness to brace yourself from injury like that, that's when you know you're out.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a knockout. That was knock the F out.
Knocked the F out, right?
Yeah. Like, it's bad when they got to bring the oxygen mask and put you on the oxygen mask after he was out for a couple of minutes. Yeah. Even Anthony Joshua was talking to him after the fight. I think he was still out of it inside the ring. Like, you don't get unbuzzed that quickly. So I talked about the first knockdown when it was straight up 1-2 right down the middle. Then the final one, the second knockdown, I forget how it was, but the final one, when he recovered from the second knockdown, you can tell that he wasn't fully recovered and not able to brace. And that was the great thing about how Anthony Joshua switched up that angle of that punch, because the first it was straight down the middle. The second one, the one that put him out, was an overhand, but not a big, big looping overhand.
No.
Right, he just changed levels, put the weight onto the front leg and just threw it at a different angle.
Just drove it.
Because Ngannou was already hurt and wasn't prepared to block it. That's what puts you out, right? It's the punches that you don't see coming. Even though they're both standing in front of each other, that different angle that Anthony Joshua threw that right hand is why Ngannou couldn't see it coming and why he couldn't block it.
And that's why he ended up on his back doing that like funky chicken dance there with his leg tucked up by his arm. Honestly, yeah. I take nothing away from Francis Ngannou. You know, the guy is a skilled MMA artist, you know, two-time UFC champ. But let's be real, man. The guy's, you know, just getting into boxing. Look at the caliber of fighters he's fought in the last two. You know, Tyson Fury's his first match. Nobody expected him to do anything against Fury, but he dropped Fury. Joshua, a little bit more prepared for this.
And Joshua said that after the – in his post-fight press conference. And that Fury fight, I think, was a wake-up call to everyone to be like, oh, wow, this guy is actually pretty good. Like, we actually have to take this guy seriously if we're gonna box him. That's exactly what Joshua said. He's like, after he fought Fury, I think everyone in boxing realized, like, this guy, we got to actually take this guy seriously and make sure we actually really prepare for him.
Yeah.
And the other hand, Ngannou, he was as good as he did in that Fury fight, he was riding off that high. You can tell how confident he was right off the bat. Like, you know, usually this is a second fight against second boxing fight against the top three guy.
Yeah.
Right off the bell, he was coming forward on the attack. Like, he did not show any reluctance at all until he got hit.
Yeah.
And even Fury might have touched him a couple times, but nothing that made him.
Nope. Did we lose?
Respect that.
There we go. Yeah. Guys, honestly, it was a devastating shot. Devastating shot. The Fury fight, I think, yeah, like you were saying, the whole boxing world was put on notice of what Francis Ngannou can do, you know, with that performance against him. There are some people that think that, you know, he might have outpointed Fury. Who really knows? But definitely with this Joshua fight, Joshua was well prepared. Here's another good one for Joshua, though. It's really really gained his confidence back. He looked really good.
Yes. Thanks for bringing that part up, too. We're just going by off body language, but for me, it really looks like Anthony Joshua was back focused again and really disciplined, just judging by his actions after the match. Like, he knocked.
Yeah, he knocked him. Well, we lost Steady there for a sec, guys. We'll be right back. Yes, he did knock him. It was great. Excellent, excellent performance. But Joshua, you know, you can tell what these guys are going to do. They really want Fury to beat Usyk so they can have this huge, British showdown for the undisputed. You know, Eddie Hearn believes. Oh, there you're back. I was just discussing how, it looks like they're setting it up for the, you know, the greatest British heavyweight showdown for the undisputed championship. You heard Eddie Hearn after. He wants Tyson Fury to beat Usyk so that it can be Tyson Fury versus Joshua in that main event for the first undisputed heavyweight champion since the four belt era, because we haven't had one yet. So this is big things, man. Joshua looked great. Where do you think he's going next?
Eddie Hearn is hoping that Fury beats Usyk because Usyk already beat Joshua twice. You know, I've been saying for years that Usyk was the new Evander Holyfield. And so I believe when he beats, you know, it'll be solidified when he beats Fury in May, I believe, when they fight. And they already have a rematch clause. So for October. So they're going to fight twice. I got Usyk both times in that one.
You know what? Honestly, Usyk, he's a different kind of fighter, man. Very skilled. What was he? Something like 400 amateur fights or something like that under his belt. You know, the guy's got the skills to pay the bills, as our lovely Sugar says. Definitely, forced to be reckoned with in that ring, man. You know, coming up through that cruiserweight, dominating there, coming in, taking away Anthony Joshua's belts, fights him again in the rematch. You know, it's hard to fight a guy like that. He's got great angles, can get on that inside, real tough. He's like a pit bull, man. And, we'll see. Fury versus Usyk. The winner of that, Joshua's eventually going to face. And I don't know, man. I think the old Joshua is back, to be honest. These last few fights, gained that confidence. This fight here, Francis Ngannou, just put him out. You know, should him the meant business. I'm glad to see him back. Any other thoughts on this wonderful knockout?
Well, since you know, Fury and Ngannou have a rematch, they're fighting in May and then a rematch in October. So I think Joshua should have one more, I guess you could say, tune-up fight, or just not a tune-up fight, but just one more fight before that. Maybe him against, he already beat a Parker, that guy Joseph Parker, once or twice. I don't know. I was gonna say him against Zhang, the Zhang guy, but he just lost. So I don't know. Maybe Wild. I don't know. Maybe not Wilder yet. I don't know.
Look what Parker did to Wilder, right? Parker brought it to Wilder. He brought it to Zelly Zhang, man. You know, Big Bang Zhang. I felt that he just didn't do enough in the last seven rounds. You know, he was coasted in the beginning there. You know, dropped him twice. But it goes to show, man, you can't just let up. You gotta continue the whole way through. And you know, Parker came through with that big shot. I don't know, man. Parker's second run.
Yeah, Zhang dropped him a couple of times, but Parker still won, boxed him, outboxed him the whole time. Zhang, for some reason, his output wasn't all there.
No.
Because he weighed high at the most that he's
291. 291 he came in at. That's huge, man. That's at least, what, 20 pounds heavier than when he fought Joe Joyce around?
Yeah. So that extra weight definitely didn't help him. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens now with Zhang and Parker and who Joshua fights next before the winner of Fury and Usyk.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I can't wait. Can't wait to see what's coming on in the next couple of months. It's going to be some big things for the heavyweight division. What we all want to see, we want to see that undisputed. There hasn't been one in, you know, God forbid, God knows how long. You know, four belt era, we're talking over 20 years here, man. We got to see one. Who would you predict is going to become that undisputed? Who are your thoughts?
Heavyweight?
Yeah.
Usyk, like I said a long time ago.
Usyk. All right, you heard it here, guys. Well, guys, Cedric, the return of Knuckle Up Knockout of the Week. Thank you for joining me, man. I know you've been busy year here with Team Canada, bringing them out, showing them.
Shout out to Team Canada in Italy right now, getting ready to qualify for the Olympics.
We know they're going to do that because you're coaching them, brother. We know that.
Well, I'm just the assistant coach with the team. I'm not.
Yeah. Carrying it, though. You're carrying it, brother. You're carrying it.
Shout out Team Canada. That was the team.
Yes, brother. Well, guys, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Knuckle Up Knockout of the Week. With yours truly, Mike Gore, my man, Cedric Ben. We will be back with another wonderful knockout. Checkouts, we're going to have Bruce Carrington on, man. Four-time. He's our four-time winner of our Knockout of the Week. Guys, his last performance, I wanted to get him on after his last knockout where he won those belts there. He was a little busy, had a little vacay. He's now back from his vacation. He's agreed to come on the show. And let us congratulate him properly as the only four-time winner of our Knockout of the Week award. So, stay tuned for that, guys. Be on the lookout for that episode. It's going to be great. I know, Cedric, you're going to have tons of questions for him, just like I will. And, you know, he's been on the show before, so, you know, it's always fun. Yo, he's putting Brownsville on the map again, eh?
He is.
And to think about all the wonderful champions that have come out of Brownsville, man, he's doing it right. And can't wait to see him. All right, guys, you know what it is. We're out. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel, new knockout.